This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Uncertainty. Self-doubt. Stressing about not knowing where to start. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Word art. Sorry, live, laugh, lovers. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
I feel better, maybe not better, it just to me solidified my feelings coming into the season. All year long I've been saying wait till the postseason, wait till they get fully healthy. Right now, with now three games to go in the regular season, Knicks going to be locked in pretty much that third spot. I know they need to win one more game or have the Pacers lose, but right now they're as healthy as they have been all year long. They're at their healthiest at the perfect time, and I thought they played a terrific game. I don't think they played their A game against the Celtics, who are compromised now with the status of Jaylen Brown. And they came up just short. I felt, now look, you want to win the game, but I feel better about the Knicks' chances going into the postseason this year than I did a year ago.
Listen, I'm not into consolation prizes at this point for this team. Not after last year, not after the regular season this year. I do appreciate the effort. I mean, these guys play hard. I think they're a little less than what you need to be a champion. Now, that doesn't mean that something crazy can't happen over the next couple of months. That doesn't really happen too often in basketball. You'll get that occasionally in the NFL. You'll get that occasionally, certainly, in the NCAA tournament. Not this year with the ones, but you will get that in other sports. A hot goaltender, you ride him to the finals, whatever it might be. I just feel like if the Knicks were to play the Celtics and the Cavs, but the Celtics for now, 10 different times, not only would they lose probably 7, I think that they lose many different ways, which is what frightens me. It's not like they can only lose if Jason Tatum's amazing, which he was, or if Jaylen Brown and Tatum go for 60 combined. Brown didn't do much last night. They can win with Porzingis. They can win with a bunch of other snipers. They can win with depth and coaching and experience. And I know the Knicks will battle. I just don't think they're as good.
Yeah, but, well, I mean, they may not be as good if every team, if each team plays at their best, but they can beat the Celtics in a 7-game series.
Well, what are they waiting for? They can't even beat them in a 1-game series.
Well, this is the first time that they played all healthy all year.
Yeah, I mean, but
they didn't even play their best game.
But the Celtics weren't healthy.
Okay, but...
And they still won.
It is what it is.
Yeah, so Jaylen Brown's one of the top 10 players in the game.
They're also hitting...
Top 10, top 12.
They're also hitting miracle shots. Last year, going into the postseason, you yourself and others were more excited about the Knicks and the possibility that they could beat the Celtics.
Yes, I was.
This year, the Knicks are definitively better than they were a year ago. And yet, many people don't feel like they have a chance to beat the Celtics. Last night, to me, and I'm not one for, oh, the Knicks fought back. They didn't punch back. They lost to the Celtics yet again. What they did was show what they are capable of when fully healthy, meaning Mitchell Robinson back and now Jalen Brunson. This is the first time we're seeing this. They didn't even play their A game, and they still could have easily won that game last night if the ball bounces a different way. Porzingis was on fire. He's not going to have that happen throughout the course of a 7-game series. So I feel better, much better now than I did a year ago.
I feel the same. I don't feel the same. I felt better last year. I think you meant this season, because you know how I felt this season. So I think, if anything, I feel a little worse because of the things that the Knicks did well last night and they still couldn't win. But I don't think that these Knicks are better. Like, why are they definitively better than last year's Knicks? Like, why do we make that statement and believe that that's true?
Because
I know they have a couple of better players, but it doesn't mean they're a better team. Now, it depends what you're looking for. Is it total wins? Well, if that's the case, then it's pretty close. Is it how you perform against the elite teams in the NBA? I don't have off the top of my head what the Knicks record was a year ago, but I can promise you it wasn't 0-10.
Yeah.
I know they scratched out a couple of wins against some of the really elite teams, including the Celtics.
Right, but I'm not going based off of the regular season. Now, you it's in your right to value that if you want. I'm going based off of talent. Last year's Knicks team simply wasn't good enough. I thought they near maxed out, and if they were healthy, maybe they would have beaten the Pacers, and they would have got stomped by the Celtics. I do not think this Knicks team will get stomped by the Celtics. Now, again, they have to prove themselves. They have to get through the first round, let alone get to the Boston Celtics. I'm just giving you my opinion based on what I've seen. To answer why is because they have scoring all over the floor, where last year it was cross your fingers and see what happens. If Brunson doesn't score 35, they're toast. That's not the case. Also, this is not just a regular team. This is the team. You could look at the Thunder's record. You could look at the Cavs record. The Celtics are the champion. They are the team. We're measuring the Knicks up against the best.
Do you think that's unfair?
No, I think it's fair. But I'll take my chances with how they stack up against the best. Now, at worst, there are three teams better than the Knicks in the NBA, definitively. At worst, I'll take my chances. Whereas last year, there wasn't a guarantee that the Knicks were better than the Sixers last year.
No, I agree with that.
Or the Pacers. Okay, so
I agree with that, too.
And then we could also differ on where you would rank the Knicks in regards to the whole NBA.
It's almost inconsequential at this point, because the teams that they're going to have to face to get to the conference finals or the NBA finals, I know that they're not better than two of them. They have yet to prove that. You know, and I will say in terms of the Cavaliers, not just the Celtics, I will say this is pretty unique for me. Like, I look at all the other teams, and not just the ones that I root for. Like, my opinion on the Mets going into the season last year was what it was, and it wasn't very favorable. And then, obviously, I reacted to what I saw, and then I became much more of a believer in the Mets. And, you know, the ride that I've taken many of you on with the Jets. I mean, when they got Rodgers, there's been wild fluctuations. This is very unique in the sense, Yankees as well, where I don't think they're great coming into the season, and I kind of still feel that way. This is the one season where, from the opening tip, really, until now, encompassing 78, 79 games, 97% of the season, 98%, I haven't changed my tune at all.
Yeah, which is weird to me that, and not changing your tune, but the fact that you wouldn't acknowledge that they're better than they were a year ago. Because I do think you could say that, okay, well, they're not going to win the championship. Like, in my gut, I feel like that as well. I wouldn't bet that the Knicks are going to win the championship, but I feel like they have a much better chance this year, whereas last year, I didn't think that was a realistic possibility, especially after the injuries. I would have liked to take my chance with Randall healthy or whatever. We never got to see that fully healthy. But this year, in my gut, I feel 100% better about the team, especially the way things are coming together now, that they can win a championship. But the fact that you wouldn't acknowledge that they are better than last year, that's what I don't understand.
Well, again, it's all relative to what measurement you want to use to determine if they're better. That's why I said, like, the total wins means, yeah, right.
I'm sorry, BT, but that they could go further, maybe, that they have more talent. I mean,
that's one measurement. Yeah. My measurement right now would be, and I do think they have a little more talent, but talent doesn't always equate to having the best gel, having the best team. You know that. I for me, a very good measurement is, how do you play against the best teams? Let's face it, 82 game season. I'm not saying the Knicks, and I do respect this, they generally play hard, and they generally, you know, they have a lot of minutes, and they don't take nights off, and Tom Thibodeau coaches them with integrity, so I love that, I respect that. But generally, there are 8, 9, 10 games you really need to pay attention to. Knicks haven't won one of those games this year. I can't quantify, except to tell you what was in my heart. Like, last year, when they stepped on a court with a perceived elite team, I thought the Knicks would win. This year, when they step on the court with an elite team, I think they're going to lose. It's the exact opposite.
Yeah.
And I'm not trying to be negative. It's just what I feel based on what I've seen. I know they've got more talent because I know that Karl Anthony Towns is more talented than Hartenstein. I get that. And Mitchell Robinson. But my belief in Karl Anthony Towns to be great for 2 months required to win a championship is not very high right now.
I hope that
changes.
I think that Bridges is going to be the X factor, unfortunately, and I can't stand him because of just the slop. I'm serious, because last night I was torn a little bit because he did hit some big shots, sure, but overall, I don't think he's got it, or at least hasn't found it yet with this Knicks team. And that's going to be a problem. If he changes because he's got the potential to change and it's going to have to happen quickly, then I think that could elevate them to a legit championship level. But everybody else is going to be, you know, Brunson, you're going to get max performance from him. Towns, you're going to get max performance from him for the most part. I think you'll get better from Anunoby than what you saw last night against Boston.
Yeah, he just had a ride. That might not be a good matchup for him, but OG Anunoby has been on a ridiculous roll.
Well, but even if he hits one three, it's a different story.
Yeah,
so, you know, same thing with Josh Hart. I don't trust him to be a good shooter, but if he hits 1-3, it could potentially be a different story. I really do think that it's going to come down to Bridges and how he evolves here and fits in as being a high-impact player at times where either you're resting guys. I mean, Brunson, I felt like he was resting forever last night. They took him out with 2 minutes to go in the third quarter, maybe a little over that.
Yep.
Didn't come back to like 7 minutes to go in the game.
That was a while. That was a while.
Come on. And yeah, the game was close, but maybe if Brunson is in there, maybe the Knicks could have pulled away a little bit.
Or yeah.
That was an issue. Now, I'm not saying you got to run him to the ground, but in the postseason, you are going to be playing a lot more minutes. So I'm not one for moral victories at all. I'm just looking at big picture. I believe in the talent of this team. They are at their healthiest right now at the perfect time. They're going to have a postseason series, the first round, to get them, you know, their feet under them a little bit.
It's going to be a dog fight. Okay, I'm just telling you.
I mean, if they lose that, all bets are off, and then everything, it doesn't matter. I mean, then everything comes into question. But assuming that they play well in that, however many games it goes, I don't care. Just get the win and move on. Maybe that'll help this team gel in the postseason. And then from there, I'll take my chances against Boston.
I've got a quick question about somebody that we gloss over. Like, we tend to go deeper on Karl Anthony Towns because he's new, and Bridges because we don't love his body language sometimes, and the temperament and the 5 first-round picks. All right, Jalen Brunson. Now, I know he's amazing, and I love him, and we all love him. And there's no doubt he's a bona fide all-star, and he's a terrific, already great Nick. Has he been the same this year? And I don't even mean, I mean before the injury. Like, I wonder, because in my mind, he has not quite been. Now, there hasn't been a big drop, but I don't feel like he's quite the big-time clutch guy that he was in year one. And maybe that's me being desensitized by that greatness because I already saw it. And now this year, I expect it. And if there's a little diminishment, it kind of reshapes my opinion. Whereas last year, eyes were wide open, didn't really know what to expect here. And he comes in, and he's basically the best point guard since Clyde Frazier. Are you fully, do you fully believe that Brunson's exactly the same guy as last year?
I mean, I don't know about exactly the same guy. I don't put it this way. I don't think there's a drop off from Brunson. And I think we'll find out. You know, last year at times he hit big shots. Last year at times he missed big shots. So I think that he's asked to do less, a lot more this year.
Yeah, that's
because
true.
Of the better supporting cast that he has than he did a year ago, especially after all the injuries last year. It was the Brunson show. He had to. If he didn't score 30-plus against the Sixers, they were going to lose that series.
Yeah.
So I'm not as worried about that, but I would like to see him come up more in the clutch. The problem is against the good teams with his size, those teams are going to make somebody else beat you.
Mm-hmm.
But I would not look at him. The knock on him would be, is he as good as the other teams, meaning the best teams in the league, their stars? And the answer would probably be no. I'd rather have my guy, our guy, Brunson, but is he as good as Tatum?
No. Okay. He's not as good as Shai Gilgeous-Alexander.
Okay, so if he's not as good as their superstars, it's going to take a lot for the team to beat him, but I don't think it's because he's not as good as he was a year ago. BT and Sal on the Fan, our friends at Town Fair Tire, remind you that at Town Fair Tire, you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. Pete is in Seaford. What's up, Pete?
Guys, you know, I called to talk about Tibbs, but the last 5 minutes has really thrown me off. I mean, first of all, BT, last season, because of the NBA Cup, the Knicks played the Celtics 5 times and the Bucks 5 times. They lost 4 out of 5 to the Celtics last season. The one win was with 2 games to go. The Celtics had like a 15-game lead for first place and didn't play anybody. And they lost 3 out of 5 to the Milwaukee Bucks last year, who were top team.
Yeah, but hold on, Pete, hold on. This is important. My biggest issue is that the Knicks, outside of last night, have been destroyed, punked by those teams. Now, I'm not looking at the box score
from last season. They got punked last year too.
You're telling me that they were losing by an average of 20 points. You might be right. I'm actually asking. I don't think so. I'll double check.
I mean,
they weren't even competitive.
Losing by 15, losing by 20, what's the difference? A loss is a loss.
No, the difference is if you're losing by 20 all the time, that tells me you can't even compete. That's the difference, Pete.
Losing 4 out of 5 means you're not competing.
No, I understand that, but Pete, there's varying degrees of being able to or like levels of confidence here. If I'm losing some tight games, I could say, well, this, that, tweak, this, that, good whistle, good break, maybe you win. They've been run out of the gym every time they played a good team this year, really, except last night. They have been waxed.
I mean, that first game against the Thunder, the Knicks were up by 5 at the start of the fourth quarter. They ended up losing by like 12.
Okay.
You know?
And they got destroyed.
And they weren't fully healthy.
They got destroyed. Listen,
and also on Brunson, you know, prior to the injury, you guys talk about Brunson not being clutch. I just pulled up the stats.
We didn't say that.
Yeah, you just said it.
No,
you
we
just
said
Jalen Brunson
clutch.
Doesn't feel as clutch this year as last year.
No, we said, as clutch. There's nuance here, dude.
He's leading the league in clutch stats.
What's it?
5.7 points per game. The next closest is 4.9. 1.9 field goals in the clutch.
All right, now, Pete.
1.4. 44 made field goals in the clutch. 10 more than number 2.
Hold on, Pete. Now, hold on. I appreciate the numbers. I'm a numbers guy. I get that. So I'm not putting them aside. Understood. But do you feel like, and I know he's missed 15 games, do you feel like he's hit as many big shots this year as last year? My answer is no.
Yes.
I don't.
44 clutch buckets?
What did he have last year?
You're talking about more than, that's 50% of the games. More than 50% of the games, this guy has a clutch bucket.
I mean, it's also, now Pete, define a clutch bucket. Within 5 minutes to go in a game?
I think it's inside 3 minutes.
Okay, a couple of possessions either way. He's a terrific player.
Listen, Reggie Miller, who got a lot of stats wrong last night, pointed out that the Knicks have either the best or the second best record in the league in 3-point or fewer games. In the league.
Okay.
I mean, they did lose last night, though, Pete.
Yeah, I mean, Pete.
All right, so they're one game worse than they were before Reggie gave that.
I'm with you, so let me ask the question I was asking Omar and BT and I have asked this. Do you think the Knicks are, A, better set for a postseason run this year, and B, can they win a championship in your mind?
I think they're heading into the playoffs healthy. They were not healthy in the playoffs last year, so automatically they're better positioned than they were last year.
And they might not go as far as they went last year, and they weren't even healthy last year. They lost in Game 7 in Round 2, and we're sitting here wondering if they're going to get out of Round 1.
Well, I mean,
not like terrified, but at least where...
They will not, put it this way. Now, again, you know, my prediction, our predictions, what does that mean? I would predict that the Knicks will not have as tough a time as they did with the Sixers in Round 1 a year ago.
I don't know who the hell is stopping Cade Cunningham. I know it's not Jalen Brunson. I know that.
It's also not Maxey and Embiid, and it's also a better Knicks team in my mind.
Yeah, I think Embiid was banged up, though.
I think people are starting to get, I mean, let's calm down a little bit here. I'm not trying to disrespect the Pistons here. It's not like I know everything about them.
I'm telling you, dude.
I'm not worried about the Pistons at all.
Okay, I'm not afraid to admit it. I'm a little worried.
Last year I was really worried about the Sixers. I'm not worried about the Pistons. Because last year I thought it was a bad matchup where the Sixers weren't really a 7 seed.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of fell into that. They were a better team than that. I do not anticipate. Now, anything could happen. Assuming health, I do not anticipate the Pistons being a roadblock from the Knicks getting back to the semis.
I would say this. I think there's going to be a game where the Pistons run them out of the gym. Now, I don't think it's a sweep. I don't think the Knicks sweep them. I don't even think that the Knicks lose. It's going to be a dogfight. Pistons are good.
Like what? 7 games?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, ESW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on sports networks. Availability varies by zip code and package. New customers. Service renews monthly unless you cancel. Choice package required. Restrictions apply.
I think the Pistons are going to win twice. Like, I think it's the kind of series where we're sitting here saying...
It still could be a non-competitive six-game series. I'm not... I do not think Knicks fans will sweat this series at all.
I do. I've watched both the games of the Garden, and they just... It's not a good matchup, dude.
But the Knicks haven't been healthy in its regular season.
Right. I mean,
I'm looking forward... I cannot wait for the postseason here. It's going to be... Look, this is what we live for, the postseason stuff. Knicks, for far too long, haven't been relevant.
Yeah.
Let alone the postseason stuff. Last year was one of the most fun things that we've done together.
Awesome. It was a blast to be relevant again. I missed it, and I hate that. It sounds like I'm rating on the parade here, and that's not my intention. But I've always got to tell you guys what I believe, and I've been watching the Knicks for 40 years, and I love this. I love everything about them, right? But I don't feel it, and I haven't felt it since week one. Last night doesn't change anything. I love Brunson. He ain't Tatum. He ain't Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Now, he might be Donovan Mitchell. Like, I don't know that they have a better player than him. Whether it's matchups, whether it's coaches, whether it's Bridges' heart, whether it's Karl Anthony Towns' ultimate ceiling when everybody's watching, I just don't feel it.
We have discussed the Mets and Yankees. Do we have an update, Hoff, on what we're doing here? Because this is the main theme for me. I mean, the game starts in 40 minutes. Are we watching? Right now we get SNY on, which is how I'd like it to be, but we got to be fair.
Yeah.
And get the Yankees
here's
on in here.
Here's what we will do. I will step aside for the first, game starts at 1?
Yeah.
First 30 minutes, we put the Mets on. And the last 30, we put the Yankees on. Simple. Just put it down the middle.
Start with the Mets.
Yeah, problem start with the Mets. I don't care.
Problem is, by that time, the Yankee game might be over.
Yanks up 10-0 at that point. Is that what you mean?
Yeah. The way they've been going, maybe the other way.
Yeah, we're too worried about Max Fried today.
But no, I would rather watch the Yankees to start. First of all, can we get Prime on this TV? Does anybody, or the Yankee game?
I have an inside source that said that they will be able to access it somehow.
Okay, so we will be able to get the Yankee game up on this TV. That's number one. Don't you think the Yankees start is more important? Fried going out there, shutting down the Tigers, as opposed to Tyler McGill and the Mets? Although, I don't want to miss Soto's at bat, so we got to compromise there. That's something I got to watch. I can't miss Soto at bat. I even told my daughter yesterday, she was asking me to do something. You know, I was off yesterday, I had some stuff going on. I was trying to watch the Met game, and I was like, I'll be right there. Soto's up. You gotta give Daddy a second here. I'll watch him once.
Don't they have like a picture-in-picture? You can't do picture-in-picture?
These TVs? I don't know.
Is that still like a feature?
Yeah, but even if that's the case, we're going to fight over which one's the bigger picture.
Well, we wouldn't fight over it. The Mets would be.
Yeah, okay. I'm sure I'd lay down there and just let you have it. See, the problem is it's 2-on-1. See, he's laughing over there.
I'll make
but
this.
But he's 2-on-1.
No, Dove is over here, too.
What is Dove bringing to the fight?
He doesn't watch TV.
What is he bringing to the party?
I'll make this sacrifice. I'll go Yankees big. If we get the picture-in-picture, I'll go Yankees bigger screen outside of when Soto's up.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. I don't care. I mean, okay. By the way, I'm recording on both, so it doesn't really matter.
No, but I'm saying for here, don't we want to talk about it and watch it together?
We do.
And make fun of each other?
You're recording the Prime.
You see picture on Prime? I can't see this remote.
No, yeah, exactly.
Get cold. You can't figure that thing. Picture is like so 1990.
I mean, that's what I said. All right. Yeah. Do I see picture in picture? I do not. I see back. I see my apps. Well, it wouldn't be there. No. Ratio input. Input still confuses me.
You know who's not going to have a problem deciding which game to watch today?
Who?
Coach Pitino.
Yes, I saw this. You beat me to it. The Yankee fan that Rick is,
well,
as he is on the record many times, is being honored along with a few of his mates and his guys over in Queens today. I saw Rick at the press conference rocking a 41 Tom Seaver jersey.
Is that what it is, Seaver?
He's okay. Wearing a 41. Yeah, it seems like you wanted to tee it up here. So
You said Yankee fan.
Oh,
Rick
yes.
Pitino.
No, he is. We know he
is.
Well,
let's listen to the coach himself describe his fandom. Hoff, you want to tee that sound up? Go ahead. Somebody hit the Pitino sound. There you go.
I think you're on record saying you are both a Yankees and Mets fan. What was the nature of your baseball fandom growing up and today?
Well, as a kid, I used to go watch Mickey Mantle, Roger Maris, even reserves like Hector Lopez, Johnny Blanchard, Kubek, Richardson, Cletus Boyer, one of the great third basemen of all time.
Ron Hodges.
Mighty Ford on the mound, Yogi, and up as a youngster, sitting in the bleacher seats, I think for $1.18 at the time, if I can remember,
$1.18.
With my two girl cousins while I lived with my grandmother in the Bronx.
There you go.
But I was always a Met fan of Kuzmin and Seaver. I'm one of the few people that rooted for both teams. Anything with NY on it, I'm 100% behind it. Certainly, Donovan Mitchell has worked with the Mets for a long period of time.
That's personal.
I love Donovan Jr. as well as Senior.
Okay.
I think you're on record.
So I know that gets you excited.
Well, no, it doesn't get me excited.
He's a Yankee fan. He's doing the right thing because the Mets are honoring. And by the way, the Mets have been great with this. Being in Queens, I know they had something about a nice image of Coach Carneseca on opening day.
Okay.
They put that up there on their big scoreboard out there.
Well, you know who else is out there? Our guy, Johnny Franco.
Johnny Franco, of course, the St. John's guy. And we saw him at the Garden a lot this year watching St. John's play. Of course, was in the World Series with Viola back in the day as a Johnny. Rick's a Yankee fan. I mean, you can hear whatever you want.
I just heard him say it. He said he grew up a Mets fan as well.
Rick is just too much of a gentleman. Now, he's not going to.
He's wearing a Mets jersey.
That's suspect. What do you want me to say? I don't know if I want him to wear it.
He didn't have to do that.
Take the jersey off, coach. Put on a little windbreaker. I know it's windy out there. You have to put the jersey on. Although, if you're going to put one on, you put the right one on, number 41. I think that Rick is doing the right thing. Listen, here's a very simple question. Where does Rick have season tickets?
I believe it's the Yankees.
I can confirm because I have contacted him and.
Oh, we going to a game?
He's actually taking me and Cole. We're going to sit behind a dugout with him.
Oh, was he only get three?
He's got four. Me, him, and one of his sons. The four of us. Not you. Sorry,
Coach.
Pal.
I mean.
Yeah, well, no.
Thought I was part of the team.
You were until you said that they hope that they lose in the NCAA tournament.
You know what?
And now you're out of the
family.
You know what?
Maybe I'll hit up Coach Cal and see if he wants to take me to a game.
Yeah, and see if he actually does. Yeah. Yeah, was he going to take you to a minor league game in Arkansas? Have fun with that. Double A ball.
Hey, you don't think Coach Cal gave me some Yankees or Mets tickets?
Anyway, I think that Rick is a massive Yankee fan, but I know he's a massive Yankee fan. That's truly what's in his blood. I don't have an issue, although it's a little different, Soto. I ain't going to lie to you. Espousing some respect for the Mets as well. That's what he chose to do. He's the head coach at St. John's. He's a politician to an extent. He doesn't want to offend anybody. So I think he did the right thing.
I'm not saying anything. I think the sound spoke for itself. All right, Hoff, you have an update on the picture-in-picture?
Yes, I do. It hasn't been a thing since 2016.
Okay. Yeah, and Sal, even if it was, we wouldn't be able to make out what was in the little picture based on our vision.
Yeah, it's too small here.
Yeah,
anyway.
I mean, you can barely see the lineup that's in front of me right now on the big screen.
They actually do have it on the MLB app. I think you could do a little picture-in-picture. Either way, we got to figure out. Hoff, that's your mission now. You don't have to play sides here. We got to figure out a way to. We got to get both games up, honestly.
I mean, 100%.
The sports talk station, we got the Mets and Yankees going on at 1 o'clock. We want to watch it. Man, how are we supposed to talk about it if we can't even watch it here? And it can't be flipping back and forth like this is 1950. I mean, come on. Can we get another TV in the studio? Is that too much to ask? I'll pay
it
for
is.
It. I'll bring it
no,
in.
No, stop. You're not pulling me
I
into
have,
this.
No,
I'll pay
no,
for
I,
it.
How much
I'm
is,
drawing the line.
How much do you think this
television.
Crappy TV is up that we have up here?
A couple of hundred. Principal.
Okay.
This one's principal.
But I have extra.
I'm not paying for
I have
this
a small TV, a little TV we could put up right above that one.
Oh, you mean you want to bring it from home, not buy one?
Whatever.
I thought you were trying to pull me into buying one.
No, either way.
No, I buy the pizza.
Okay.
Fulfill my end of the bet with Evan's little
son. You spent
son.
More on pizza and bets with
than the TV would
yeah
be.
With Jet Williams exactly
yeah yeah that's not our job to buy
Jet Williams like a Jet Williams Jet Roberts
it's not our job to buy TVs. It's our job to figure out what we'll do to watch both the Yanks and the Mets, and what we'll do is we'll split it evenly. I will be the big man here. I don't care if we start with the Mets. I don't care if we start with the Yankees. We'll get equal time, 30 minutes a pop. That's it.
How about we watch the team with more wins?
Yeah. Which if you want to start with those 30 minutes and you go with the Mets with the 8 or 9 wins, go for it. That's fine. I don't like the way the Yankees have looked right now. Listen, I mean, you know, it is what it is. Yeah, if they get swept today, ooh, I'll be pissed. I'm going to be pissed.
Yeah, you should be.
I mean, you didn't look good at all yesterday. Starting to boot the ball around a little bit. I think but then again, I don't know if you can really be angry if what is happening is kind of what you expected. Like, what kind of psychopath gets angry if they thought that this was going to be the case?
You thought they'd be a 500 team?
No. They're not. They're a game over.
I'm saying if they lose today, they're six.
Yeah. I don't lose my mind 12 games in April.
Yeah, I get it.
I look at the trends. You know, some of the swings Jazz has taken I don't love. He's just a whiff machine. He's got 17 or 18 strikeouts, way too many. You know, Max Fried, you got your contract. Cole's out. Heels out. Go out there, be an ace, get a win.
BT and Sal on the fan. Stan is in Westport, Connecticut. What's up, Stan?
Hey, guys, how are you?
Good.
You know, I came of age in 67 because Yaz won the Triple Crown, and my mom grew up right near Fenway, so I've always been a Red Sox fan, even growing up on Staten Island, which wasn't easy. But you know, Bob Gibson threw, you know, 27 innings, 3 complete games, and those days are gone, as you guys have mentioned. You know, one of the things I think that's limiting, because if you think about it, right, guys are supposed to be more physically fit, have better recovery techniques, all the training, all the diet, all the stuff they do, you would think they'd go further. But I think the analytics have come into play where, you know, simple things like third time through the order is a negative, all of those things. And the other side of it, in terms of the batters, even though averages are down, if you think about it, they've got these pitching machines now. They can set to replicate every pitch a pitcher threw in any particular game.
They're amazing.
It's unbelievable.
They're amazing.
You know?
Yeah, and it could actually, not only the simulation of the actual pitch, so let's say, you know, I don't even know what Corbin Burns' best pitch. Let's say it's a slider. They will have a video, so you can be your Aaron Judge, get ready to play the Diamondbacks the other day, and they can put up Corbin Burns' video windup, and then through a little hole, the ball shoots out, and I mean literally to the inch, replicate the break in his slider. It's insane. The other thing, though, too, and this is a big factor. We can talk about analytics all we want. Let's just be honest about one thing. When you were pitching in the 50s, 60s, 70s, even into the 80s, and that's where it definitely changed in the 90s, but in the 80s as well, your second baseman couldn't hit. Your catcher was a 212 hitter with 6 home runs. He stunk. You know, your left fielder's probably a slap speed guy. So I think part of the reason why the pitchers no longer go as deep in games as they used to, they have to grind so hard to navigate the lineup once, because for the most part, every single player in that lineup could take you yard. Think about Manny Trio. Think about some good players, Wally Backman, Davey Lopes, Willie Randolph. I'm naming middle infielders from the 70s and 80s. This guy's Mike Gallego. They weren't taking you deep.
Yeah, also, though, you got expansion teams now since then that lead to a lesser quality of play, which means that there are more players in the big leagues now that wouldn't even made the big leagues back then. So I still think you could come up with all those different things, and the sport has evolved and changed in certain ways. I still just think it's about the pitchers not being conditioned or trained to go deeper into games, whether it's the trying to throw too hard, whether it's not knowing how to be a good pitcher and adjusting, whether it's the analytics saying get them out before the third time through the order. I think it's more about those things than it is about the quality of or caliber of opponent that they're facing.
What about protecting the investment here? You know, if you've got a guy for $160 or whatever it might be, whether it's a Rodon or a Fried or a Cole, it was more than that when he signed. I mean, do you want to give these guys, you know, in April, run them out there in 36-degree temps with 20-mile-per-hour whipping winds and have them throw 120 pitches like Tim Leary did back in the day in Chicago as a Met where it ruined his arm? Probably not.
It's why I would not invest big in starting pitching anymore. The sport
is telling you not to.
As much as I love... Now, the postseason might be a different animal.
Well, you can't have them both ways.
I understand that. I mean, well, maybe you can if you go get one guy, or you draft and develop and you have these guys, but I would not go out there and spend, whether it's a bunch of prospects and a lot of money or just a ton of money, to me, the way the Mets are doing it is the right way, the way the Yankees have done it. Now, going back to Gerrit Cole, at the time, I still valued the top starter, but I don't think it's the right way to do it anymore with the Yanks, the way that they've done it.
I'm sorry, Sal. You're probably, I know we have to break, you're probably in a better spot long, like big picture from April through whenever, of having a good offense and a lights-out bullpen than a lights-out starting staff, an average bullpen, and an average offense. It's nuts. Did you see, I know he's been in the news a lot for the LeBron stuff and some other stuff, but did you see the comment from my buddy Stephen A. Smith yesterday?
No.
All right, quote, I will no longer close the door, end quote, on running for president in 2028. All right, so he's, okay.
Okay.
Now, again, without getting into the actual politics of it, because I don't really care enough to do it, and I don't really think it's very serious.
All right.
He does play both sides. Now, I know which way he leans a little bit more because I've known him for a long time. But he goes on Sean Hannity on Fox, which leans obviously much more right. Yeah. It is right. He goes on The View, which obviously leans much more left. So he does play it down the middle. Like, he's not an easy guy to read in terms of policies and politics. Now, he's not going to be the president, but I do have his running with the odds. I got this from an offshore's account.
People you could actually bet on.
Oh, yes. For his VP nominee, Stephen A. Smith's VP nominee.
Yeah.
If Stephen A. Smith were to win the presidency in 2028. So, would you like to hear some of the names?
Yes.
Of course, I mentioned Mad Dog. He's one of them. We'll see where we get to. Shannon Sharp, 25-1.
Okay.
Would you vote for Shannon Sharp?
Come on.
Okay. Would you, Charles Barkley, 33-1. Would you vote for Charles?
100%.
So would I.
But I want Charles to be the president and Stephen A. to be, you know.
I don't know if Steve's ego is going to let that happen, but I got you. I got you. Okay. Christopher Russo, otherwise known as Mad Dog.
Yeah.
33-1.
What was Charles?
33-1.
Come on, man.
He's got the same. Now, who would you vote for more, Mad Dog or Charles Barkley?
Barkley.
I think Barkley has much more sensibility with the word. That's not a diss.
Now,
I just think
now
that's,
of the three,
I'm with you.
Of the three,
yes.
I would go Barkley, Dog, and then Shannon.
So would I. Yeah. I agree with that order so far. Next, also similar odds to Barkley and Russo, Skip Bayless.
Come on.
I'm just dude, these are legitimate odds.
Come on.
Posted on an offshore's account. Then you've got Chris Cuomo. Then you've got, I know he's good buddies with Chris, Colin Cowherd, Cory Booker. Okay, this is where it gets interesting. Cory Booker is a Democrat.
Yeah.
Then he's got Sean Hannity. Well, not Stephen A., the offshore's account. Hannity at 50-1, same as Booker. And we know Sean is on Fox, who was obviously right. Then there's Colin Kaepernick, Dwayne Wade, just a bunch of athletes. But I got to tell you, man, I don't see him. I was at his house a couple of years ago. I talked to him once in a while via text. I think I know pretty well what's in his heart, Stephen.
Yeah.
I think there's actually a chance that he is seriously considering running. I know it sounds crazy.
I know. Yeah, just like any other celebrity over the years, The Rock, pick a guy
out. Well, it was Donald Trump. He was a celebrity. He literally had a TV show called Celebrity Apprentice.
Well, we can't really get into that.
But. But he made it there. Yeah. He became the president. The Rock has thrown maybe at least a verbal ring, hat in the ring. He might be enticed to run here. I don't think it's crazy to think that Stephen would run. Now, let me just say this as well.
Well, run, sure.
Well, unless he's going to win. Yeah.
But no Aaron Rodgers on that list?
Nah, who knows? I mean, it's politics and athletic and entertainment, they have definitely intersected and blurred more than ever. I think that if Stephen did run, he's not going Sharp or Mad Dog or Barkley. I actually think it would be a very sensible choice.
Somebody like with experience?
Somebody with political savviness. Even if you or I or whomever might not agree with which side they gravitate to, I do not think that he would roll out Mad Dog at a press conference.
I'm trying to think if I would actually vote for Stephen A. Smith for president.
Well, I mean,
you know what I mean?
I mean, it depends where the economy is and where we are in a couple of years.
Yeah, a part of me likes the every man aspect of it. Like, okay, he's one of us. He's not going to be a liar.
But is he one of us?
A liar politician.
He's been so beyond
you know
us
what I mean?
For years. Is he really still one of us? He was.
You know what I mean?
Growing up in Queens.
He's not a politician who are just,
I know
a lot of politicians
saying.
Are
I know what you're saying.
Salesmen.
Crooked. Let's call for what it is.
Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
So now I'm sure you get to a certain level where you can't help but be, influenced by some of the things that happen in that realm.
Mm-hmm.
But a part of it would be appealing. And then I'd be like, yeah, but it's still Stephen A. Smith. I'm sorry, I can't. He's a sports talk guy. I mean, come on. You can't vote for him for the president of the United States.
I mean, Ronald Reagan was governor of California as an actor. Schwarzenegger.
Yeah.
Jesse Ventura. Now, being the governor, the mayor is a little different than being the president. I mean, just could you imagine? Well,
couldn't you work your way up the ranks then?
Yeah,
like, I'd rather vote for Jesse the Body. He worked his way. He was the governor.
He did.
You know what I mean?
I think he was mayor first, I think.
Well,
I could be off
okay.
on that. And then obviously went up to governor. I don't think Stephen A. has much interest in taking those little baby steps. I think if Stephen takes a swig, he's going for the big swig. That's the big seat in the White House. Could you imagine him unleashing like Mad Dog on some foreign leader? Because sometimes it's the VP show, depending upon what it is, where he's going to actually get down and dirty and either a debate or an interaction with an influential leader from another country. Can you imagine Mad Dog sitting down?
No, I cannot.
Oh, my God.
I would rather have Mike and the Mad Dog, president, vice president. I think that can make at the very least, entertaining political realm. If you had to pick a president, vice president combination from the current fan staff, where would you go?
Oh, from WFAN staff.
I have no doubt about it who I'd vote for to be the president without hesitation.
Can I vote for myself?
If you want, sure.
Me.
To be president?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised at that.
Why?
Humble as always.
No. Fair as always. We can say Boomer?
No.
Okay. Boomer never afraid to dive into the political topics, as we know.
Evan Roberts would get my vote.
Why?
What do you mean, why?
Because he knows president's birthdays?
No, he's...
Well, what's the reason?
I trust Evan to be sound and make proper decisions based on knowledge and information.
You don't trust me to do the same thing?
I'm sorry, partner. I'd love to stick up for you here in this case, but no, I would trust Evan Roberts more so.
I would venture to guess, I don't even want to say this, but you know that I will. Now, I'm not talking about little quirky facts about presidents, which Evan loves. You talk policies, I'll put them onto the table.
You know who I'd go VP?
Who?
You're not going to like this.
Tiki.
Yeah.
Well, I mean...
I'm sorry.
This is where we're at here. This is where we're at. Okay, I have another question for you. Thanks,
buddy. I'm sorry.
Okay, I appreciate the honesty.
Yeah.
Is there somebody at WFAN that you absolutely would vote against to be president? That's the more fun question, let's be honest.
No, I mean, I think me saying I would vote for Evan and Tiki as president, vice president.
Yeah, you just wouldn't vote for him for afternoon drive hosts. You'd vote for us.
That's a different conversation.
Okay, one more for you. If Stephen A. did run for president and it was this is a tough one. You're not going to like this one, buddy. And it was Francesa and Russo both being considered for Stephen A.'s vice president. Who would you vote for?
I think that is an easy answer.
I think your answer is Mike.
100%. I there's something more about Mike that I trust.
Yeah.
I love Doggy. You know that.
Yeah. No.
Come on.
Maybe if you got your nose
office?
out of his behind,
you'd
do some inquiries as to what kind of policies Mad Dog
has. What
would
your answer be?
Francesa.
Of course.
It would be. But I think the reason I get there is different than the reason you get there.
No, it's the same thing. It may appear to be different.
Is it really the same?
Yes.
All right.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 40% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.